USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on the hot seat in a U.S. House hearing concerning how the FBI and the Department of Justice conducted investigations during the 2016 presidential campaign, including the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. The GOP chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, referring here to FBI official Peter Strzok being part of that probe of Clinton's emails while sending text messages that were clearly anti-Trump.
These types of comments were originating from people who were the fact finders in the investigation. These profoundly inappropriate comments were coming from the individuals who were making decisions on whether to provide immunity to people who had already lied to investigators.
Rosenstein now pushing back against Republican complaints about document production with regards to the investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.